at Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
Support for KRVS comes from LUS Fiber, recently awarded a $3.1 million grant for the expansion of 100% all-fiber broadband into rural Acadiana. The grant will fund the expansion of LUS Fiber's network into portions of Lafayette, St. Martin, and Iberia parishes. For more information on how you can get fiber into your home or business, visit lusfiber.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Corva Coleman. Authorities in Indianapolis say a gunman shot and killed 8 people late Thursday night in a FedEx warehouse. 5 people have been wounded. The suspect took his own life. Indianapolis Police Chief Randall Taylor.
Crime scene remains active. IPD, along with public safety partners, will continue to work at the scene for as long as it takes to ensure a thorough investigation is complete.
The officials have not identified the shooter or any of the victims. They say the gunman arrived at the warehouse last night and began firing randomly when he got out of his vehicle. The FBI special agent in charge says there is no further threat. Paul Keenan says fewer than 12 hours have elapsed since the shooting and that it is premature to speculate on the gunman's motive. The city of Chicago has released video of last month's fatal police shooting of a teenager in an alley following a foot pursuit. From member station WBEZ in Chicago, Claudia Morell has more.
The city agency that handles police misconduct cases posted body cam footage, 911 calls, and other security videos that captured the killing of 13-year-old Adam Toledo. The video appears to show Toledo was armed and running from police down a dark residential alley, but then complying with police orders to stop and raising his hands before being shot once in the chest. Before the release, Mayor Lori Lightfoot pushed back tears as she urged for calm.
No parent should ever have a video broadcast widely of their child's last moments.
The shooting sparked vigils and protests across Chicago. For NPR News, I'm Claudia Morell in Chicago.
Testimony is completed in the trial of the former officer charged in the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Derek Chauvin has chosen not to take the stand in his own defense. The jury will hear closing arguments Monday. They'll also be sequestered when they start their deliberations. President Biden will host the Prime Minister of Japan at the White House today. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports this will be Biden's first face-to-face meeting with a foreign leader since taking office.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says growing tensions with China is expected to be a key focal point of today's meeting between President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga.
Our approach to China and our shared coordination and cooperation on that front will be part of the discussion, as will our joint commitment to the denuclearization of North Korea. Security will be a prominent issue, regional security.
The coronavirus pandemic, trade, and climate change will also likely figure high on the agenda. In addition, the Japanese Prime Minister is expected to invite President Biden to the Olympic Games in Tokyo this summer. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is up nearly 130 points. It's NPR. Iran says it has begun enriching uranium to 60%. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the move comes in response to an attack at a nuclear facility that Iran is blaming on Israel.
The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization and Iran's parliament speaker announced the higher level of enrichment, which was reported by Iranian state television. The news comes a day after talks resumed in Vienna aimed at returning the United States to the 2015 nuclear agreement. Former President Trump walked away from the deal in 2018 and imposed punitive sanctions on Iran. 60% would mark the highest level of purity Iran has reached. President Hassan Rouhani said the country has the capability to enrich all the way to 90%, considered weapons-grade fuel. But he says Tehran isn't, quote, after a bomb. Western officials have urged Iran not to escalate its enrichment. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
In Myanmar, opponents of the country's ruling military junta say they have formed an interim national unity government. This includes cabinet members from the ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and major ethnic minority groups. The Myanmar military junta has been trying and failing to violently suppress opposition to its coup. Some neighboring countries are starting to worry about regional stability. A volcano remains very active on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent. Thousands of residents are still in shelters. Government officials are now worried about the spread of the coronavirus. There's little space in the shelters, and water and power are not reliable. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include TIAA, who believes their clients' drive will never run out, nor will TIAA's commitment to not only get clients to retirement, but through it. TIAA.org/neverrunout.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon, at which time we hope you stay tuned for more good music. Coming your way on the program, American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. Today, Nick will be discussing and airing tracks from the Marcellus family, the first family of jazz basically came out of New Orleans, so it should be a great show today. And, of course, after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We start off this hour with music from Otis Rush, originally from Mississippi. He came to blues fame back in the mid to late 1950s, recording for Cobra Records at the time. We're going to turn to his 1994 release, Ain't Enough Coming In. Here is Otis Rush with his cover of Homework.
Thank you. because I'm glad you're gone. You're always telling my friends that I drink too much, but when the bottle shows up, that's when you add your touch. Oh, if you think I'm gonna be left alone, I'm shed tears of laughter, but I'm crying because I'm glad you're gone.
From 1991, that was Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Anson on guitar, Sam Myers on blues harp and vocals. That was Sam doing a number that he wrote, a little piece called Shedding Tears of Laughter, Now You're Gone. He had a long career in the blues. Back in the early 1960s, he played both drums and blues harp on some recordings that Elmore James did. Before we heard Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers, we heard Otis Rush from 1994 doing a rendition of Homework. And we turn next year on KRVS to a number that Otis Rush recorded for Cobra Records back in the 1950s, this time, though, done by John Nemeth. Nemeth was the front man that replaced Sam Myers when Sam was ailing. Nemeth joined the band back around, somewhere around 2004, and stayed with him for a couple of years and went out on his own. We're going to turn to a disc he has out called Memphis Grease. This one came out in 2013. Here's John Nemeth on blues harp and vocals here on KRVS with his rendition of the Otis Rush tune, Three Times a Fool.
Gonna have to let you go. Kind of be nice, baby. So hard to do, yeah. Kind of be nice, woman. When you treat me like you do, oh yeah. Never been wrong like you've been right now. Temptation was high, but I love you anyhow. Kinda be nice, baby. So hard to do. Kinda be nice, woman, when you treat me like you do.
sunshine, girl, and it may bring rain.
To be friends when all we seem to do is complain. It might be about money and how it don't last, or something I said, or my sins from the past. In spite of myself, I start to defend. So you go back to the top and I start back at the end. And we go over and over, don't accomplish a thing, like a hand grenade with a full pin. That's what my mama would say. She'd tell me,
I wanna cry.
Just look at this mess you made. There must be an answer. Got to be a way. There's something here that's bigger than me. Well, I get frustrated, so ashamed. I won't talk to myself for a week. This pension's just a prison and I got to break free. The problem's not you, then it must be me. I might be overthinking or going insane. I'm like a screen door in a hurricane.
Ah, boy, keep your temper down, son. Oh, look at the mess you made.
I searched my soul, and here's what I found. I got a hot temper, need to cool it down. Surrender myself, admit defeat. I'd stop overheating in a heartbeat. My mama was right when she said in the past, be a friend to your woman and your love will last. I can still hear her voice, her wisdom still shines, just like a diamond in a cold mine.
I wanna cry.
That's what my mama would say.
Oh, for the cry.
She say your hard-headed temper gonna drive her away.
Oh, for the cry.
Yeah. My mama told me, my daddy too.
Oh, for the cry.
He say, son, don't let that temper make a fool of you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what my mama would say. Yeah.
Oh, look at the mess you made.
She say,
oh, for the cry.
Just look at the mess you made. Whoa.
Oh, for the cry.
That's what my mama would say. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, for the cry.
They say, stubborn temper, boy, is gonna drive her away.
A number called Oh for the Cry Eye. That was Curtis Salgado from his brand new Alligator Records release, Damage Control. Salgado was born in Eugene, Oregon, raised in Portland, and that's where he's based out of. Interesting guy. He's back in, what was it, the late 1970s. He was a frontman for a Robert Cray's band. And also in 1977, he met John Belushi while Belushi was filming Animal House out in Oregon, and ended up teaching him quite a bit about the blues. And, of course, what followed was a Blues Brothers movie. Salgado himself has had a number of discs out over the years, a really fine talent, good blues harp player also. He was preceded by another good blues harp player, John Nemeth. We heard John Nemeth originally from the Boise, Idaho area. We heard John, though, from his disc Memphis Grease. He moved to Memphis back in 2012, 2013, right around that time period. We heard him do a rendition of an old Otis Rush tune called Three Times a Fool. We're going to turn next year on a blues box to the Muddy Waters Band. If you listen to the blues, you got to get around to Muddy Waters. We're going to go back to November of 1955, Muddy recording for Chess Records at the time. Here he is with, it's not sure if Little Walter or Walter Horton, which one was on a blues harp on this track. Jimmy Rogers was on guitar, Otis Spann on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Francis Clay on drums. The Muddy Waters Band here on KRVS with Sugar Sweet.
I want to tell about my baby, speak of her with pride. She goes out the way just to make me satisfied. She's my baby. She's my baby. What a treat. Well, I can't call her sugar. Sugar never was so sweet. Scratched down the front of my head. She's my baby. She's my baby. What a treat. Well, I can't call her sugar. Sugar never was. Baby, don't you see?
shoot you right down at all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk up and down the floor when you're talking to me, that baby talk. I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead. Then on my feet, how, 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 how. Talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. Now, baby.
From 1992 and from his album Boom Boom, that was John Lee Hooker with a title track. Also on guitar on that number besides Hooker was Jimmy Vaughn. That tune, of course, is one that Hooker had first recorded back in the 1950s. And the band The Animals had a big hit with it in 1964, which no doubt made John Lee Hooker very happy. So he had a few recordings of it over the years. John Lee Hooker from 1992. Before hearing Hooker, we heard the Muddy Waters Band, Muddy from November of 1955. Muddy doing a number called Sugar Sweet. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to someone that played with Muddy Waters and recorded on his album, the London Muddy Waters Session, that Muddy did back in December of 1971. We're talking about the Irish guitar player Rory Gallagher. He sold during his lifetime something like, well, I guess also post-mortem, something like 30 million copies of his albums. A really wonderful blues guitarist. He discovered Muddy Waters. Muddy was basically his biggest influence. Again, played with him on the Muddy Waters London Muddy Waters sessions for Chess Records. Here he is doing one of the numbers that he recorded at that time. This was recorded during his Irish tour in 1974, a double album that resulted from that tour that some say is one of the best albums he ever had out. Here's Rory Gallagher with I Wonder Who's Gonna Be Your Sweet Love When I'm Gone.
I'd like to go back to a tune you might like to hear. It was called I Wonder Who.
Business on. Hey.
gonna carry your business on. Who's gonna carry your business on?
The late Rory Gallagher on his 1974 Irish tour, again resulting in a double album that was one of his best sellers. Again, his rendition of "I Wonder Who's gonna be your sweet love when I'm gone," a number that he recorded with Muddy Waters back in December of 1971, a Muddy Waters composition. And unfortunately, Rory Gallagher had a terrible fear of flying, so he took a lot of prescription drugs for that, drank a lot of alcohol, and died of a serious liver problem back in 1995 at the age of 47, but quite a talent, though. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to someone a bit closer to home. We're going to turn to Marcia Ball. We're going to go back to 1997 and her disc, Let Me Play With Your Poodle, which is an old Tampa Red tune. Here is Marcia doing an interesting number for us, a little piece for us called Crawfishing.
Thank you. giving up money. You won't buy me no clothes to wear. Man, you won't give me no money. You won't buy me no clothes to wear. Wanna take Marvin's friends? And no, I ain't got no business over there. Tell me, miss, what do y'all expect us poor women to do? Tell me, miss, what do y'all expect us poor women to do? Work and give y'all our money.
In Algiers, Louisiana. That was Memphis Minnie, recorded in Chicago back in May of 1936, doing a number called Man, You Won't Give Me No Money. She was preceded by Marcia Ball. We heard Marcia Ball from 1977 doing a rendition of the Clarence Garlow composition. Crawfish and Garlow was originally from Welsh, Louisiana, but grew up in Beaumont. And one of the early movers and shakers in Zydeco back in 52, he opened up the Bon Ton Drive-In in Beaumont. And people like Clifton Chenier and others would play there. And Garlow did a lot to promote Zydeco music. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to the Australian blues guitarist and singer Fiona Boys and composer. From her disc Blues for Hard Times, recorded in Austin, Texas back in 2011, here is her tribute to Memphis Minnie.
I want to tell about many people try and understand. Oh, well, they said that little gal, she played guitar just like a man. Imagine that. She could play that thing. She loved dressing like a lady, all them fancy clothes. She wore a silver dollar bracelet, people, every place she'd go. And one day she rolled back into town with a new car and a National Steel guitar. The folks around there had seen nothing like it. Well, now all life was traveling, any place that she could play, because she sure won't be out in the fields working every day. And I believe her life was hard, but she loved the blues. Man, that gal could play them. Thank you. I heard tell. They said she had a temper. Oh, she could stand up for herself. Mm-mm, Lordy mama, the gal was a hellcat. Now listen, time goes by and in a place far, far away, a girl saw Winnie's picture, picked up a guitar and tried to play. Something's changed, Lordy, some remain the same. The gal just wants to play. I'm gonna tell you about Minnie, people. Try to understand how it was back in the 40s, back in Minnie's day. Said she played guitar like a man. Woo, imagine that. She could play that thing, yeah. Lordy, Lordy, mama, she could play that thing.
Recorded in New York City back in March of 1927. That was Victoria Spivey, originally from Houston, Texas. Victoria, fine singer and pianist, one of the great women blues singers of the decade of the 1920s. One Hour Mama. Before we heard Victoria Spivey, we heard Fiona Boyce, again originally from Australia and from her disc Blues for Hard Times that came out in 2011. She did a really, really nice tribute to Memphis Minnie, a number called She Could Play That Thing. Derek O'Brien also on this disc on guitars, and one of two that Fiona Boyce recorded in Austin. She had a prior one to this, and she's had a few out since this time, though. Her two Austin releases are very, very, very good. We're going to turn next to another blues lady, this one much more contemporary. We're going to turn to Galia Volt. She is originally from Belgium. She's been here in the United States and done various recording sessions, worked in New Orleans with a number of musicians, and then her subsequent album came out. It was recorded and produced in Mississippi, and the latest one is on Roof Records, and it's called One Woman Band, so-called because basically that's the format she was really almost forced into due to the pandemic. Here is Galia Volt on guitar and other instruments. doing a number for us called Meet Me in My Dreams.
Oh, sweet love, come too soon. Reach out to the moon. Became another star in the sky, standing way up high. My love is dead and gone, and I'm here all alone. I'm nothing without my one and only. Would you come and rescue me? Another moment together would be good. My love is dead and gone, and I'm here all alone. Please come and meet me in my dreams.
Alia Vogt once again from her new disc, One Woman Band, Meet Me in My Dreams. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. You find us on your radio dial at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. KRVS is member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank those of you who keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you have received a renewal notice in the mail, or if you want to go online to renew at krvs.org, we are now in that period of pre-fundraiser.